A similar transfer of power took place during the George W. Bush administration. COVID-19 boosters for all American adults could soon win final approval. The FDA has given its go-ahead, and now the CDC needs to weigh in. It could happen as early as today. Meanwhile, a surge of coronavirus cases is worsening, especially in cold weather states. This is SRN News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from the warm weather that was dominating much of this week. Now much cooler air is flowing in behind that cold front. Today's high temperature up to about 63, but that stiff breeze will make it seem a little cooler than that. Lots of sunshine around today. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 39 by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as breezy, but still cool with a high temperature into the mid-60s. Lots of sunshine. Sunday, I think, will be a little warmer with a high temperature up around 70 as clouds increase. Chance of showers maybe Sunday night into at least part of the day Monday with the next front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The Montgomery Public School System has selected a search firm to help with finding a replacement for the retiring Dr. Ann Roy Moore. The board selected Alabama Association of School Boards to conduct their national search and hopes to find a replacement by March or April of next year. 22-year-old Jamon Lawrence was released from the hospital and is now in custody for his involvement in the Circle K gas station shooting in Pike Road last week. Authorities had previously arrested and charged two others. The sheriff's office also arrested a man they say was connected to that shooting. 32-year-old Arsenio Hall is charged with trafficking cocaine. And the Alabama Supreme Court set a January 27th execution date for Matthew Reeves. He was convicted in the 1996 murder of Willie Johnson in Dallas County. Prosecutors say that after Johnson gave Reeves a ride, that Reeves stuck a shotgun through the rear window of the truck cab and fatally shot Johnson. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are repaired when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To news and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Entering the fourth day of jury deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And nothing big or new.
No, not necessarily at all. Just everybody's on standby.
Of course, yesterday, the judge banning MSNBC from the courtroom.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about that a little bit. They are in denial about it, Joey, that they had nothing to do with that. And it was all
yeah, they're claiming we had nothing to do with that person who was following them.
Now, let me ask you, what you know or feel you know about MSNBC, do you think this is something they do?
It could be they were trying to get a scoop so they could be the quickest network to... If a juror wanted to talk after the fact, they could. What was it like there in the room? Yada, yada, yada. But it does come across as intimidation in many ways. With all the mayhem going on outside the courthouse, these jurors can obviously hear. Because I think the way it works is you have that bus, and that takes them to their cars at an undisclosed location.
But the fact, just the simple fact that it, anyone, in this case an MSNBC reporter, took it upon themselves to say, I'm going to break what should be, it should be a holy rule. You do not do that to jurors, because that whole thing was set up to intimidate. Right. If nothing else, to look at one juror and find a weak juror. And look at their narrative. Look at the MSNBC narrative.
Sure. So we'll see in terms of the case itself, if I had to make a choice, if I was on that jury, I would probably say not guilty. I would say it was self-defense.
No, that's, I'm with you on that. I just don't understand.
That said, I think, well, I think it is pretty much split up.
You think it's one holdout or several?
I think it's more than one. Mm-hmm. If it's one, you can usually sway that one person if you're a jury. That can happen. I think it's more than one. There are all these folks doing all these like handwriting analysis because the jury questions to the judge have been made public. So people are analyzing the handwriting. Oh, obviously this is a young woman, sort of these sorts of things. Look at her syntax and how she's...
But again, why is that even public? If they wrote a note to the judge, they didn't write a note to you and I in the public. They wrote a note question to the judge.
And what this case, I think, does come down to is that moment with Rosenbaum. Mm-hmm. I think everything else that happens... after Kyle Rittenhouse shoots and kills Joseph Rosenbaum hinges on who was the one who provoked the other. Now, the prosecution has made the case that Kyle did. He was pointing the gun at him and all that, but then there's a lot of good evidence. And a lot of good evidence of what Rosenbaum had been up to that whole night, how he interacted with Kyle Rittenhouse. So,
and he'd already knocked him down twice.
Right.
I mean,
and also you have competing motions here. You have a mistrial where you could then retry the case. You could have a mistrial with prejudice where it is not going to be retried.
Right.
So we'll see. And even if it's a mistrial and they retry the case, there is a lot of interesting things you can do. For instance, say it's a mistrial, they're going to retry it. They can poll the jury. Like, they can ask the jury, the lawyers can, what was convincing, what wasn't. What was hanging you up, what wasn't. And then recraft their case in that regard. And by the way, all the testimony, all the witness testimony, all the evidence submitted is the record still. So that allows both sides to really massage out. But it especially helps defense, I think, in this case, because you already know where prosecutors are coming from. So you can really lay out that fact pattern and make an argument in an even better way. We'll see where it goes. It's really just a shame that is become this big.
Well, that one guy on the stand, Gage, I can't pronounce his last
Grosswitz
name.
Grosswitz right. or Gritz or whatever.
Okay, he openly admitted that he pointed his gun
right
first. So again, I don't see the problem. We're talking about a young guy. Granted, his mind might have not have been the best decision for him to make, but he didn't break any laws. As far as I've seen, he has not broken any laws. And, you know, they say, okay, he's not from Kenosha. Well,
that doesn't.
Right. Well, not only that, he lived 20 minutes from there. His dad lives there. His grandmother lives there. All his friends. So they're just totally grasping at straws instead of looking at the facts. And again, they're trying to drive a narrative.
Right.
And the law is one way, and they're like, well, we don't agree with the law. We can't change the law. Let's just drive our narrative.
Right.
And I think that's a huge problem.
No, and even the Jeff Dice and I were talking earlier this week about cameras in courtrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the judge himself said, I've always believed in having them in here, but maybe not anymore, given the way the press has acted.
Well, not only that, but when you have, and I think everybody will be guilty of it, when you have attorneys turn into actors.
Yep, exactly.
I'm fine with cameras in the courtroom in a sense of to record for prosperity or whatever. I know that's why you have a court reporter.
Posterity.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah.
But if you are going to have people play into the camera, no. Then you've got to come up with a better way to do it. Either, which I don't think you could punish your attorneys for playing to the camera or whatever, but.
Well, now folks are wondering how does Thanksgiving play into the deliberations, man. Yada, yada, yada. But the fact that it's taken so long and there is so much video evidence and there is all these questions about the formatting of the video evidence
yes.
and the prosecution.
And the holding back of the better quality
that's
video.
That's why you can't count out a mistrial at this point.
I don't. This many days in, I kind of feel like right. that's where we're heading. But I hope that mistrial is with prejudice. I hope we don't have to do this again. Now, what do you think is going to happen in Kenosha if we have a mistrial or a non-guilty verdict? Not guilty.
I think there will be a few people trying to cause some trouble. But with the National Guard there, here's the deal. When you show up with force, and it's obvious what
force?
That force can do.
Mm-hmm.
No, people usually don't start something. It acts as a deterrent.
Right.
You don't even have to fire a shot. Like, thank God. And this was the problem all last summer, that when police departments and governors did not get ahead of situations, they let cities or parts of cities burn.
Yeah, they just stood down. And
well, and you remember here in Alabama, people had seen what happened in Birmingham.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And it wasn't widespread, thank God, but there was enough to be quite unnerving.
Yes, there were rumors and things of.
And the rumors about people coming here were not folks here who live.
No, not locals.
Here in Montgomery,
right.
But folks from out of town. And so without giving too much away, I'll put it this way. Every leader in this community, political, law enforcement, church, business, anybody with any sway in this community were communicating.
Yes.
And they were ready. And there are a few folks who are downtown, but it actually turned into a lot of interesting discussions between the generations of people who had marched during the Civil Rights Movement and young kids supporting Black Lives Matter. And sometimes there's overlap there, not necessarily a contradiction, but it's interesting to see one generation talk to the other about these issues. And you know what? That's a good thing for Montgomery.
It really was, Joey. I mean, we had a moment where things could have gone south.
Yeah.
And instead, like you said, good conversations came of this.
Right.
There was, the crowd was fine, and it kind of just opened up the conversation. You know, instantly you assume just because someone's a different race or maybe a different political party that they're on the opposite side of where you're thinking. And they, come to find out, once you start talking, you got a lot more in common than you think.
Well, and I think it's important to tell Montgomery's story, the history, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
Because when you showcase the bad and the ugly, it shows how did the good triumph in these situations, where did it triumph. Mm-hmm. But then I hope, and this is what I've told the mayor this and a lot of other folks, I would like to see what is the rest of the story, what's the story we're making right now. And I think when you start building together, we're at a point of development.
Yes.
Build businesses. Build common spaces people can be proud of. I think more monuments that are new and kind of represent where not just the city but the state is going and what we stand for. There's, when you give that opportunity, the name of the game is maximizing opportunity. Create as many opportunities so if a kid doesn't like that one or an adult doesn't
have a choice,
they got another one they can grab onto and go forward. So this, it's a rough fallout. The fact that what we saw last year across the nation and through the lens of the corporate press, and it's always good to remember, folks, the national corporate press is not looking out through a window.
No. And it's funny, Joey, I've got a lot of family from out of town here this weekend, and from Pennsylvania, Virginia, Florida, all over. And some of them hadn't really ever been here before. And so they're instant take of Alabama was, man, I'm heading to a racist area.
Yeah.
Now, after being here a day or two, and we've all gone out and been in the public, they're like, you know what? Where I live in Virginia or where I live in Pennsylvania, a lot more racist than here. Like I told you.
Right.
I told you.
Yeah. A lot of the stereotypes are hard to live down.
Right.
And sometimes it's even funny, but it's like, yeah, stop it.
Right.
I mean, get to know your actual people.
Exactly.
272-9228. An interesting development in the Project Veritas saga.
Okay.
Now, the FBI raided them.
Yep.
And the New York Times was immediately putting out materials, privileged communications between journalists and their attorneys.
Yeah. How's that
well,
happen, Joey?
The judge... In the defamation case, this was all done, by the way, FBI raiding Project Veritas, the FBI giving that sensitive information to the New York Times, the New York Times publishing it. This is all being done as Project Veritas is suing the New York Times for defamation.
Yeah. They're just doubling down.
So as you're being sued by an institution or a company or a group for defamation, you then get leaks from the top law enforcement agency in the nation about how their attorneys speak to them and their strategies. So the judge in the defamation case, I believe, has blocked the New York Times from publishing Project Veritas material, says they violated decades of
Good.
First Amendment protections.
Good.
Thank God we still have judges on benches in this country
right.
that will somewhat uphold these very good traditions.
But
my
again,
goodness.
That's another deal, Joey, where you and I, just everyday common man, can look at this situation and go, this has got to be broken several laws. Several laws. And instead of the FBI and Mike, what I'd like to think, they'd go, okay, we messed up. No, they doubled down. They send the evidence to the news company and say, hey, print this. Hurry up and print this.
Insane.
So who's the enemy here?
Yeah. I mean, and it's just so blatant. It's so in your face.
Right. I mean, it's the big middle finger. The FBI has given these folks the big middle finger.
And by the way, the spending bill passed. Mo Brooks voted no.
Man, yeah.
I'd imagine all the Alabama delegation voted no. Mm-hmm. But of course, the big idea is this will cost nothing. Well, the CBO actually says they just scored it. It'll add $367
yes.
billion to the deficit.
Right.
Now, of course, this will be what CBO estimates are over 10 years. That's another stupid little trick. Congress doesn't last for 10 years.
Thank you.
There's turnover. Things change. Stop making estimates for things that will never actually hold up.
I was going to say, is there a way we could fact check their estimates? Because I
yeah.
guarantee you they've been off every time.
Oh, yeah. They often undershoot it. So we'll see where the rest of the national scene goes. And there's more surrounding this whole lab leak theory is
yeah.
gained more traction. While there was another report contradicting, saying, well, there might have been a vendor back at that wet market who had COVID. So we're back to square one, I guess.
Right, we're back to the wet market.
I'm going to keep my eye on the lab, I'll put it that way.
Let's go check out that wet market, Joey. Let's do a live report from the wet market.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair.
You know I love me some XI Repair.
They really do fantastic work there at XI Repair. They can fix that smartphone of yours, mm-hmm. whether it's a, you know, a complicated issue.
Or something simple.
Like a cracked screen. But they can fix that in very quickly, just a few minutes. They really do quick, fantastic work there. Fix thousands of devices a week. It could be a tablet, old gaming console, maybe even old desktop or laptop computer. They can do data recovery. So it could be an old hard drive that you don't really want to save the computer. You just want the data. It can, of course, do that. Or maybe somebody even tried to smash up that hard drive or delete information. Well, they can still recover that data, you know, especially if there's stakes, say, in a court proceeding. Right. They specialize there at XI Repair in getting that data back. They can also sell you brand new devices, whether smartphones.
Christmas is coming up, Joey.
They could build you a gaming PC.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
The kid might be, heck, you don't have to be a kid. This day and age, you can be an adult like
this. Right, and you really need a good PC, not just off the shelf.
So if you're interested in XI Repair, need a fix, you can go to xirepair.com, the letter X, the letter I, repair.com, or give them a call. It's 777-1234. Again, that number for XI Repair, 777-1234. Stop by one of their two locations here in Montgomery. Whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. More after this.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center live in concert, it's Chicago.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
A legendary career spanning six decades and numerous gold and platinum albums, Chicago comes to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center live Saturday, May 21st, 7:30 p.m. Chicago, live at the MPAC, May 21st. Tickets to see Chicago at the MPAC are available now. Get yours at the MPAC box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Hey, y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites, from seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shucked raw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch-made cocktail. But remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
Doorbusters! Initial bracelets, $79. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond studs, $99. Tahitian floating pearls, $89. This is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout. Now, through Black Friday, we never slash the price like this. Every item has a crazy blowout price. Don't miss this sale. Don't miss it. Marguerites, come see us. We're crazy. Open every day till 7 o'clock. All diamonds, 60% off. Come see us. We appreciate your business. We're giving it away.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Rick's Jewelers on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families in need this holiday season.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. And you know what that sound means? It's time for another space update for you nerds! And by space update, my research consists of typing in space.com.
I'm gonna predict your story today on space.com. I think I know.
I haven't looked at the headlines yet.
I think I know what it is. I bet it has something to do with an eclipse. I bet you.
Well, let me turn and look.
Okay. All right, what you got?
The top headline, top story at space.com is nearly total beaver moon lunar eclipse. Longest of its kind in 580 years. Wow, stargazers.
That'll go to beaver moon. I was checking it out myself.
The long partial lunar eclipse sent some stargazers to brave freezing temperatures to get stunning views. Did you check this out?
I did not. I saw Rich posted a post, or Richard Gregg posted a picture this morning of it. And then it looks like it was a pretty cool eclipse.
I didn't watch it
very
less
early in the morning, I think.
Though I have to say, the moon looked remarkable. I was up early this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like right on the horizon line. Mm-hmm. Massive. So no wonder it was so easy to see the eclipse. But it looked beautiful.
Big moons. Yeah. Full moons going on. I mean, so much so that it reflects off the lake and we don't have to turn the lights on in the house. It's just so bright.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer a big moon.
Me too. Me too.
You ever seen a beaver eclipse before?
Not that I know of. I'm going to do some research, but this might be my first one.
Yeah, it's truly remarkable. And NASA's huge James Webb Space Telescope is 1 month from launch, so they're sending up another telescope.
So is that going to replace the Hubble, Joey? Is that
I don't think it'll replace it, but...
Maybe upgrade?
Yeah, it's probably an upgrade from the Hubble.
That Hubble, I remember some of the first, and I was younger, but some of the first photographs put out, it looked like something... When you close your eyes, you see. It's not something my mind could even fully realize what I was looking at.
And then a story I didn't get to earlier in the week. Did you see this Russian anti-satellite missile test?
I heard about it, yeah.
It is specific missile systems designed to take out satellites. And this is one aspect of future warfare that... For all these systems, it looks so impressive. For instance, take the Russians, the S-400.
Okay.
It's the thing the Turks bought
right.
That said the United States and NATO went, you don't get F-35s then if you're going the S-400. Mm-hmm. Well, things like the S-400, those surface-to-air defense systems, they require these massive kill chains,
right.
Which is to say they have all these different things they have to check off, and if you can destroy one portion of that kill chain...
Done.
It's not unique to the Russian systems. It's all kind of modern systems use these fairly intricate systems, including satellites.
So this is why I believe the Russians and the Chinese have invested a lot in more traditional military equipment, because the idea is the first salvo of any big war is everybody knocking out each other's kill chains and electronic systems, and then you're back to gasoline, petrol-powered tanks and planes and whatnot. So hopefully that day just never comes.
I don't think it will.
Because as we mentioned with Brian, events are what drive the world. Mm. You can make all the plans you want as a candidate or as a president.
Right.
It will be the news cycle, and not even the manufactured news cycle. It will be events, big ones in the world, that change what you're all about. For instance, you remember that George W. Bush ran on a humble foreign policy?
No, I don't remember that.
But that's what he ran on.
Wow.
And then 9/11 happened.
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the more hawkish folks who were around him, like Cheney and...
With Trump, I'm sure there was not a pandemic plan.
No, there was. Well, the plan had been started under W, then Obama kind of beefed it up a little bit, and then Trump deploys this thing.
How seriously do you really even take that?
I don't.
Right.
No, this whole lockdown approach, I think, was a massive failure, and Trump realized it too late.
Yeah, and I just seen where Austria is getting ready to lock down again.
Oh.
And it's strange that we see this, because we see it happening, and they do this lockdown. They'll see their numbers go down a little bit, but you have other places that don't have a lockdown, and they see their numbers go down, too. So what are you doing? You know? And a lot of it, just like now, it's more and more about control.
Yes.
And I think other governments have caught on to it. I think our government looked at, our current government looked at some other regimes and said, man, if there's just some way we could get them all to, you know, get under one thing, if we get them all behind one thing. And with the plandemic, they came the vaccines.
Yeah, and for all the hooting and hollering, say, over Florida or over this state, the point about all these non-pharmaceutical interventions, so mask mandates, lockdowns, capacity restrictions on restaurants or other businesses, different compliance protocols, whatever it is.
Plexiglass.
My point and my belief from what I've looked at is they don't make much of a difference.
No.
What they do is they hobble your economy and your ability for people to get out there and work and make a life and a living, but they don't really stop the virus. The virus is going to do what it's going to do.
Thank you.
What makes a massive difference is the pharmaceutical approach. And even less than the vaccines, because now they're saying, well, the efficacy of the vaccine wears off after
6 months. You're not vaccinated.
Yeah, I am not interested in a booster.
Joey? Now, son?
Yeah.
I can't even be straight.
No, even the folks who, even the family members who convinced me to get the vaccines, I've told them I'm not interested in a booster. And they go, yeah, I know.
Now, what about the new talks of a pill?
I'm not interested in taking the daily pill from Merck. No.
Thank you, Joey.
Not at all.
That makes me feel really good.
Not at all. What I am impressed with are the therapeutics, things like the monoclonal antibodies, or as President Trump would say it.
Hold on, brother. I took the Regeneron. I feel like I'm on fire. I already had the best blood, the best DNA before. Sorry to sound like Charlie Sheen. But I feel amazing after the Regeneron.
What a weird time.
You know, on Rogan's show a few days ago, or probably a few weeks ago now, they did an antibody test on the guests that he had.
Yeah.
And most of them had really good antibodies, but I think Ari Shaffir or whatever had horrible antibodies. And he hasn't had COVID. He should be walking COVID. And he's like, nah, my body is just so toxic.
Yeah, he puts so much poison in there. Like, you know Ari.
You're right. He's like, my body's so toxic.
No, I've had the thought, like, it would be cool to start bringing on some of these national podcast folks, especially, I know Tim Pool's now has an RV or something. He's been in Texas for the week. It'd be cool to invite them to Alabama, but I don't think Ari wants to come to Alabama.
I think he's come here one time.
Yeah, I don't think. Burt Kreischer would love it.
Yeah, well, Burt loves it. Burt got a house here.
He had a great show. Yeah. But, some of those folks, why Alabama, really? Well, we have to convince them, like your family members. We got it going on here. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Hello.
What's up, Papa B?
Well, you know, guys, I saw a lady the other day, and bless her deep, aching heart. She had something that looks like a bug shield on. A plexiglass.
Yeah. Yeah, if you keep a lot of them can't wear a mask because of their breathing issues, so they do they put that plexiglass thing up, and it does look like a windshield.
What? I mean, I was like, dear me, this poor lady. What does she think she's doing? She's not. I mean, she's certainly not protected. I guess, except you know, from bugs.
Right, but Papa B, if you
ask... Well, not even that, because they can come behind the shield.
Or they can come underneath it. But if you ask people and have a conversation with them, why do you feel like you need to mask up? I've had an amazing amount of people going, well, I just don't want to get shamed. I don't want to hear...
That's a powerful
and I'm like, wait a minute, you're falling for it. Said, I know, but I just don't want to deal with it. It's easier just to put a mask on and play along. I hate that.
Yeah, but I haven't seen many masks these days. Like, I went out to eat last night downtown. I saw a few people had them on, but they take them off as soon as they sit down.
I'm amazed at the amount of people I still see wearing them, but most of them are around their chin.
Yeah.
Right. It's just...
So why? What are we doing?
Exactly. You know, so... No, I still see them. I still see them wearing them, you know, for whatever reason. But, you know... The shaming thing.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I, you know, was and is probably going on still. I remember back when this steaming pile got started, I wouldn't wear a mask.
Right.
I wouldn't wear a mask in Walmart or, you know, Winn-Dixie or anywhere unless they just absolutely hog tied me and wanted me to put a mask on. And I was the looks that I would get.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you cough. I mean, I have allergies. And you coughed in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah. And people would spread out. They like, oh, 6 foot ain't going to do it. Let's give it 10. Let's give it 12.
This is true.
Like, you know, you bunch of folks, y'all are so dumb. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of over. I think really... Me not wearing the mask actually helped some people saying, well, he's not wearing a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask.
That's right.
I would see him taking it off, you know? Like, this is horse crap.
Exactly.
I'm not doing it. So, anyway, so the Rittenhouse trial.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is going to be a hung jury.
Think so?
Yeah.
It's not, yeah. After this long period of time, if you can't convince some folks that the clear evidence is that he's defending himself, well, you know, you got one or two holdouts that are trying to probably being bullied, you know, by
intimidation,
family members or the neighborhood. They're kind of scared. They're scared not to convict for some reason or other. Well, not for some reason or other, but because there's going to be retribution if they don't.
Well, and I also think, Papa B, the defense dropped the ball on that key moment that the prosecution was using, where they're claiming Rittenhouse pointed his gun at Rosenbaum first. It's not clear to me. That video seems more like a Rorschach test than a clear-as-day video. Problem is, for you and I and most people, we're not in that jury box. We're not in that deliberation room, so we're not sitting here actually looking at the video. It's not like we actually get to see exactly what they're looking at and how they're being presented it. But I think the defense dropped the ball on the way that was presented, and thus that has caused a lot of the confusion. And that is the key moment. That if the prosecution is making the case that Rittenhouse was the one that provoked, as opposed to the idea that Rosenbaum provoked Rittenhouse and, well, tried to take his gun. It really comes down to that moment.
Well, all that is kind of, to me, you know, it's a clear self-defense case. Okay. I don't think that there's, I mean, if you just leave people alone and let them decide, they'd probably just go ahead. And I don't even know why the prosecution brought it up to begin with. They should have never brought this case. But having said all of that, this jury, and it should have been known from the start, is going to be under extreme pressure. The judge should have, you know, what do you call it?
Quarantined.
Sequestered the hearing?
It's quarantined.
Sequestered, yeah.
They all got COVID.
They should quarantine them. You know, yeah, they should have put them in a box like gerbils or something, you know.
And I'm really surprised they didn't do that. because he would know, the judge knew in advance how much pressure these jurors are going to be under.
Yeah, and you know, letting them go home. And I understand yesterday they let them go home with the instructions.
Yes.
Well, why? You know, what's the point in all that? The only thing I can think of is, you know, nefarious thing, you know, like somebody's going to have some lawyer look at it and say, well, you know, how about, why don't you, as a juror, member of the jury, talk about this, that, and the other? You know, I don't think there's any good reason for it. It's just, you know, it's going to be a hung jury, I do believe. I don't believe they're going to be able to come to terms with it. And so, I guess, are they going to try him again? Is that the next question? I don't know if there's going to be another trial for this.
Well, so, I'm running out of time here, but before you go, did you look at the big beaver moon lunar eclipse last night?
I did not.
Yeah, neither did
I. And what is a beaver moon, for heaven's sake?
Well, I was looking at it. Looks like there's a beaver tail across the moon. Let's go with that.
Okay. All right, guys. Well,
thanks
for letting me call in.
See you, Papa B.
Is that really the reason? There's a big beaver tail?
That's the only thing. I looked at the picture this morning. I go, it kind of looks like a beaver tail across there, but I don't know why. Right. Maybe it's just probably some Northwestern thing. We don't really celebrate beavers down here. We don't like beavers. Up north, they like to trap them and get a living going with them. But here, they're pest.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're damming up your pond.
Yes. I've seen
it's a constant effort.
It is. I've seen them take guns down there to blast the I've seen them take backhoes and pull the beaver down.
No, and it's so obvious. I've been on some of my buddy's land, and they have ponds.
Yeah.
Well, man-made ponds. And you can tell when a beaver's been around. Like, you
definitely
see the trees. You can see the dam. Like,
well, even on our lake, they come up, and in my yard, I've got three trees where they'll come nibble on it, and now it's going to die.
Yeah.
And they'll just sit there and wait for it to die. Not a fan of the beaver on our lake.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And there at Physical Prattville, Dawn Sexton and her team, including her physical therapy assistant, Nancy Alexander, are ready to help you get your walking ability back, get your balance back. It's as simple as calling them at 595-9990. And asking them about a free balance test. It could be for you or maybe a loved one you've noticed who's been having some trouble. And whether you have an ankle injury, maybe it's a knee injury, could be you have an inner ear problem or a vision problem. Whatever is causing that imbalance or those walking issues, they can solve it with some great physical therapy, more traditional methods, all the way to cutting-edge stuff like virtual reality therapy. They have a 360 walking track as well, so you can walk while strapped into a harness without any fear of falling. Really test yourself going up and down steps, different surfaces. The virtual reality games are essentially programmed to help you, whatever might be ailing you. It really is some great stuff they have there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. So call them today at 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon. When we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Bluewater Broadcasting, we are on location right here today, as a matter of fact, at Rick's Jewelers in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center here in Prattville. I'll be here till 1 o'clock. That is because we are asking you to come by and make some donations for the Montgomery Area Food Bank in the form of non-perishable food items. It's the Bluewater Broadcasting Annual Holiday Food Drive to benefit the Montgomery Area Food Bank. Please, by all means, make sure you do that. I'll be here in Prattville, Alabama, Rick's Jewelers, until 1 o'clock today. Stop in, do a little shopping, drop some food off. We'd love to see you. I'm in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center, Prattville, right here in Bluewater Broadcasting Country.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from the warm weather that was dominating much of this week. Now much cooler air is flowing in behind that cold front. Today's high temperature up to about 63, but that stiff breeze will make it seem a little cooler than that. Lots of sunshine around today. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 39 by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as breezy, but still cool with a high temperature into the mid-60s. Lots of sunshine. Sunday, I think, will be a little warmer with a high temperature up around 70 as clouds increase. Chance of showers maybe Sunday night into at least part of the day Monday with the next front. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99%. percent APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon on a Friday. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to James. Hey, James.
Joey.
How you doing?
You know why those guys, you know why beavers are vilified here in the state of Alabama, right?
I would like to know.
Well, here's at least one reason. The all-powerful timber industry has labeled them as such.
I see.
They get out there and they work the various stands of timber and back up water. That causes problems.
So it's there's no big beaver lobbyist here to kind of support the beavers?
Well, of course not. No more than they are reasonably intelligent people storming the Capitol, protesting the insane use of a clear cut, which continues to go on here in the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is those clear cuts are beneficial for your larger game animals, mm-hmm. like turkey and deer.
Which bring in the hunters.
Exactly.
Bring in money.
Exactly. Hunting licenses.
Yep.
And many of our programs are supported by those hunting licenses,
mm-hmm.
just like in West Virginia, except, and when I say West Virginia, I'm speaking of bear hunting. They have a considerable bear hunting lobby, if you will, in West Virginia. In that situation, bear hunters and their licenses actually supports the sustaining of your bear dens and things of that nature in West Virginia.
Well, it works out then. It's just funny how there's always some interest. And, well, you know, often these interests make sense. Beavers can be quite annoying. Though maybe we just misunderstand them. They're just doing what they do.
You know? Part of the issue is we don't appreciate the organisms that are sustained as a result of the beaver dam and the beaver pond that is behind it. We have this Forever Wild program in Alabama, and maybe that is something that needs to be looked into instead of going out here and purchasing these wide tracts of land and bankrolling some of these individuals that want to sell to the state of Alabama their property. Why not look at some of these small farmers and like little old ladies that still hold tracts of land, and in other words, help them hold on to that and have it as a legacy for their children and grandchildren, as opposed to selling it off because they can't control the beaver population.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can speak to some of this because I see it, and there's at least one member of my family that's still in the deforesting business.
Well, I admit I am pretty light on this subject and need to be more well-read on it, or at least get out there and learn about it myself. But I appreciate it, Jay.
Do you ever listen to Cast and Blast on the morning on 740?
I don't.
There's two guys on there. I couldn't tell you their names right off the top of my head. But the two of them cannot come to an agreement as to whether a pine plantation is good for deer and turkey or not. And also, let me ask you this. Am I to understand that, are you guys moon watchers or not moon watchers?
I'm a hobbyist. I'll occasionally look up at the moon, but I wouldn't call myself a pro.
Okay, well, I'm certainly I wouldn't even consider myself an amateur. Joey, as always, it was my... Oh, by the way, you didn't happen to see that wonderful 3,400 word piece that was on a certain somebody's Facebook?
No, I don't think I did.
I think he at least mentioned your boy Schwab once.
I didn't see this.
It could be worth your time.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day, brother.
Thank you, James. 272-9228. Real quick, let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys. I just make you quick. I ain't long-winded like some people we know. I just want to tell you how great a day it is. Y'all have a good weekend. And back in the day, the 1900s, they brought beavers over. The farmers that would actually breed them to build dams in the wet areas where they needed to farm. That's just a tidbit. And y'all, hey, Eddie, I found a house up there in Millbrook.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, got lucky.
You did, man, because there's not many up there to have.
They sure ain't. All right, I know y'all got to get down the highway. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Randy. Take care.
272-9228 if you want to get in the last second.
Pike County Road, Sam just called to tell us beavers are back.
Beavers are back.
He's seeing beaver action all around his place.
All right.
Yeah.
So. And you didn't watch this big eclipse.
I did not.
All right. You're sleeping, weren't you?
Yeah, I'll catch the YouTube clip. The nice thing about YouTube.
This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating. They're your local choice for all those great Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. Whether you're doing it yourself or contracting out the job, New Look Decorating is the place to go. Located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery, where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating. You can always call them, too, at 271-0007, 271-0007. Say hi to the owner, Brian Carr, the manager, Brett Lanham. They're both paint specialists, and they put together a great team of paint specialists. They've helped out a lot of our friends. They've worked with a lot of the paint contractors around these parts. So it's not like you got to introduce people. Like,
right.
I'm hiring this guy to do the paint job. Yeah, they already know that guy.
Exactly.
It
works
out
for me
wonderfully. And you just used them. You contracted out to paint the inside of your home.
Yeah, the contractor, I didn't have to tell him ahead of time. He listened to the show. He's a sponsor on another show. And he said, hey, I guess you want me to go to New Look. I was like, yeah, do you need the number? He's like, Eddie, I deal with him all the time. I'm a professional.
And how's the do-it-yourself project on your deck going?
Well, you know, Joey, I got this wedding this weekend, so we've got another delay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we always got next weekend. That's Thanksgiving.
So check out New Look Decorating today. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you.
What you doing around Christmas? I think I got some time for that. I mean,
shut your gob.
Come on, I need some help, Joey.
You ginger. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a new 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $473 a month for 42 months with only $640 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $869 a month for 42 months with only $869 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Boulevard and online at InfinityofMontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN, MM707693, QX80 VIN, N974050. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 11/30/21.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, many families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Gray's Tire and Service Center are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Gray's Tire and Service Center. We do it all. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Gray's Tire and Service Center.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Final moments here of the program on a Friday. April Marie, how are you?
Hey there. I am good. Glad to be back. I missed you guys yesterday.
Likewise, and well, it's good to hear some pep in your voice.
Yeah, well, we'll get into the latest, but it's the prayers are working. I've truly believe the prayers are working.
Well, we're pretty much out of time here. It was a good show, Eddie, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I had a good time. Always a good time.
Yeah, good meeting Brian.
It was really good meeting Brian. I'm looking forward to talking a lot more with him.
Indeed, indeed. So y'all stay tuned. A Friday edition of Straight Talk with April Marie. The usual suspects will gather on the phone lines. It should be a good time. So y'all stay tuned. I'll be back on News and Views bright and early on Monday.